What's up, everybody? This is episode take two, episode 5 of the Perspective Podcast, aka the most difficult to search podcast out there, the hardest to spell, the most overly saturated podcast name in the podcast world. That one, but it's this one. Episode 5, bae, here we go. What is good, friends, fam, countrymen? It's been a minute since I recorded one of these, but I think it's about time. Maybe give a little update on the past month or so, the present, and the near future. So recently, people may or may not have seen that I put out an Elon Musk t-shirt, and it's, you know, the whole Joe Rogan thing. Elon Musk was on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Joe offered him a blunt. Elon Musk, he's very much in the news lately for SEC violations and fraud investigations and taking his company private or claiming he's going to. He's all over the news for, you know, culty reasons, not literal culty reasons, but like he has a cult following, right? There's an Elon Musk like Dick Rider Club, and also just for like general news. So he's in the news a lot, and then how timely, then he happens to go on the Joe Rogan Experience and smokes a blunt with Joe. That became huge news and also a meme that I'm sure everyone has seen. So my buddy Frank Smith had the idea to put this on a t-shirt, and it was good timing because I'd been thinking about, you know, like I just want to do some like black and white image on a t-shirt, and I didn't know what it was, and I was trying to come up with something a little more, I don't know, something less trendy, something more, I don't know, something that's not so gimmicky. And it's not that I don't like this shirt, but it is kind of gimmicky, you know. It is like a quick bang it out, turn it around in no time type of deal, get the mock-up online and see what it does. And I got kind of mixed results on it, as you might expect. But this isn't supposed to be like the world's most, you know, like heady, no pun intended, like deeply philosophical, makes you think. Like, it's not one of those shirts. It's just a fun shirt. It's got Elon Musk like pulling the shit out of a blunt on it. You know, it's just funny, and it's like, it's kind of cool. And, you know, I got some hate online. I got some hate in my texts, like, oh, this is bullshit, or like, oh, this isn't creative at all. You just take a meme, you throw your logo on it. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm not claiming that it's the most creative thing in the world. It's just like a fun, you know, oh, you know, you scroll through your feed, you see it. Oh, haha, it's Elon Musk on a shirt smoking a blunt. That's kind of funny. That's all it was supposed to be, and that's all it was. And I talked about this at some length with my buddy Ryan Curtin from Living Room Dance Floor. Shout out Ryan. But that's all it was, and honestly, that shirt for like the little, you know, gimmicky, haha, little inside joke thing that it was, that generated way more traffic to my website than anything else has. One, because I think I put more money, not that it was a lot of money, but more than I have in the past, into the ad. I can't remember if I put it on Facebook and Instagram or just Instagram. But I ran ads at least Instagram. And I got, you know, like 10 times more traffic to my website over those 4 days or whatever that ad was running for than anything else. So whether it's cheap or not, it got some attention, and I think I'm going to keep doing stuff like that. Like if something comes out that's somewhat, I don't know if on brand is the right phrase, but like somewhat relevant, you know, it's I don't know, somewhat related. If it seems like it's in the vein of something that I do or something that I would want to wear, because that's really what all this comes down to. I'm not going to make anything that I myself wouldn't want to wear. And that's kind of the audience I'm trying to build. people who might want to wear the same shit that I do. But if something like that comes up, I'll make a shirt or whatever, a hoodie or whatever. You know, I'll make something, throw it out there, and see what it does. And hopefully it ends up like this one, where it drives traffic to the website, and maybe people came for the funny little Elon Musk t-shirt, but then they also see some of the more, like, mainstay stuff, like the core, like, perspective stuff, something more thought-provoking, something with, like, the logo on it, something that's branded, just to try to build the audience and get some, you know, just build recognition from there. So we'll see. I'll probably keep doing stuff like that, but those went out today. I got a handful of orders for those from friends and strangers alike. That's the other thing. Again, it's probably all friends or family members or people who are, you know, in my circle listening to this stuff right now. But that Elon Musk shirt, as silly as it was, those were the first orders I got that were from strangers. So, as you might expect, right? Like, people who are buying my stuff now, they think it's cool that I'm doing it, and I appreciate that a shit ton. But this is the first thing that got someone's attention and got someone to spend their money on something that wasn't, you know, who wasn't a friend or a family member. So that was really cool to see. That was a cool a mini milestone, you know. So that was dope. But that aside, like, those went out today. I mailed those out along with a couple more hoodies of people who ordered hoodies with the elbow patches. Those came out well too. So those are in the mail. Those should be there probably by the time people listen to this episode or within a couple of days. Also, going to be looking to just get the creative juices flowing a little bit, come up with some new designs, maybe rework some current designs a little bit to throw on some more winter-friendly stuff. A couple crew necks maybe. I really like to do a beanie, and I have this image in my head, and I'm not sure that it's doable because it's kind of an all-over design. And for the most part, the stuff that I can find easily online is, like, you know, a patch on the lower part. Like, I don't know, it's not a brim on a beanie, but you know what I mean? Like, the part that would, like, fold up, or, like, the bottom part towards your forehead. Like, a patch or a logo print there. Or, I don't know, or, like, some screen print higher up. But it's not, I don't know how you can do an all-over beanie. These are the things I still have to learn. But we'll see. Maybe, you know, a couple more shirts, a couple more hoodies, stuff like that. And honestly, I would like to do some sillier or funkier stuff that's not just a company's blank, you know, like, come up with an original silhouette. And I'm, if you can hear, like, some rumbling going on behind me, I'm in my apartment, the roof's being redone, so... pardon the noise if there is any, but, I want to do, I might be the only person in the world who would want to wear these shits, but, like, almost like men's gaucho pants, if you can remember back to, like, 2005 or whatever, like, men's gaucho pants, because as far as I know, they're only for women, men's gaucho pants with, like, elastic on the bottom, and they would cuff around your, like, your lower calf or something like that. And I've seen something similar to that. I don't know. I think Amazon or whatever, Google, is listening to you through your phone. They must be, because I got a targeted ad for something very similar to that, and I've never searched it ever, but I talk about it sometimes. And I'm sure doing it now is gonna, you know, get me either even further targeted for this shit. But I've seen something like it done in the past. And I don't, it's not exactly what I'm talking about. They're kind of more like genie pants. And everybody who's listening is probably like, what the fuck are you talking about? It sounds like you're describing the same thing. And I know that. These ones that I saw were, like, heavy, burlap-ish material seeming genie looking pants. And they were, like, too baggy, you know? Like, they were, like, they made you look like you had, like, Oompa Loompa hips or something, you know? Like, enormous. Just weird. So, I'm getting a sewing machine pretty soon, and I don't know how to use it yet, but I'm gonna just fuck around and see if I can figure out how to do some shit on my own. Maybe start by just like buying shirts at thrift shops, getting a seam ripper and tearing all the seams apart and sewing them back together, and seeing if I can just do something as simple as that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna mess around with it and have some fun with it. That's probably a few months away, but it'll be fun, and we'll see. So yeah, more stuff. I'm trying to put some more stuff out there soon, and just keep practicing in terms of design and promotion. Just trying to get better at everything. I'm still learning what's good with Instagram, and like honestly, trying to keep the Instagram up to date and trying to find a voice for what, or a theme for the Instagram account, for the prospective Instagram account, is like, I find it more difficult than I thought I was going to. And, you know, little stuff. Like when you go to the page and you're not looking at any one post, you're looking at all the posts in a grid. Like there's accounts out there who have curated their posts in such a way that thing, like the whole grid of posts, that page is like a piece of art in itself, which I appreciate the shit out of, and I don't do that at all. And I feel like I should, and I'm trying to figure out like a plan for how to do that too. or like when people do post in threes, where all like a row has a theme and then the next row has a different theme, and maybe they don't relate, but at least each row is kind of cohesive. And then there's always those things where people post like one giant picture cut up into 9 pieces so that it's your whole first section, whatever, like those first 3 rows of posts on your page look like one picture. I don't know if I want to do that or not, but that shit's out there. I feel like I could do a better job making that stuff attractive, so I'll work on that. But even then, like the troubles that I have trying to keep the Instagram up to date and consistent and relevant is it's not a lot of work. I'm not trying to say like I spend like 9 hours a week on this, but it's more work than I thought it would be and than people might expect. And when you think that people are being told, like Gary Vee, if anybody knows Gary Vaynerchuk, if you listen to his podcast, he's always like shitting on people who do pretty much what I do. Like there is a prospective Facebook and a prospective Twitter. But I just post the Instagram posts to Facebook and Twitter. And Gary Vee's saying you need to have native content on every platform. Like if you have a Facebook account, you need to make Facebook content specific to Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you need to make like tweets specifically on Twitter and not just like a link to your Instagram account. And that sounds so daunting. I can't even imagine how people do that. And I would love to do that just to, because I guess, like, you know, Facebook has, there's different audiences on these different platforms, right? And it seems like Facebook and Instagram are the best for generating like the most solid audiences, especially since, you know, they're cousins of each other. Like Facebook owns both of them. And you'll get like the kids on Twitter and kind of the older people on Facebook, and Facebook's good for selling. There's the Facebook marketplace. You know, Facebook ads are like the biggest ROI in advertising, blah, blah, blah. So that's Stan the dog freaking out. Time out real quick. And we're back. But yeah, so just, I know that I should be on these other platforms in a more engaged way. But it just, it's so daunting to me. And I don't really have any intention of doing anything differently than I'm doing right now, at least for the near future. But one day I feel like that's going to be a necessity, especially if I want to get to like a next level of engagement with people. So we'll see. It's just crazy. Mad respect to everyone who can pull that off, managing all those different social media platforms on their own. Just seems crazy. I don't know how people have time to do it all. So good on them. Otherwise, I don't really know if there's a whole lot else to say. I just wanted to check in because I know it's been a minute and I wanted to get something out there, keep people posted. I'd like to do a guest, not like I'm some interviewer or something, but like find someone else because I BS with a few people on Instagram who do, stuff in Philly or Jersey or, down here in Westchester, like other small-ish or like small like me or small like, they have like 2,000 followers or something who also do like the clothing thing. So we'll see. I mean, I'd like to like pick their brains just for my own purposes and like to network and see what other people are up to and what works for them and kind of see if we can help each other build a little bit of a community, but also see if I can introduce people to some different people through this, see if we can kind of help each other out and learn. But yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. Otherwise, I think that's all I've got for now. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Peace.